Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. After a historic 19-season run in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin just informed the Steelers that he is stepping down as the Steelers' head coach, effective immediately. Mike Tomlin has resigned as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers now will be looking for only their fourth head coach since 1969. Remember, it was Chuck Noll, then it was Bill Cowher, then it was Mike Tomlin, and now they will be looking for their fourth coach. Mike Tomlin, head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, has officially just stepped down. He has resigned as the head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm incredibly sad because I got a lot of love for him on a personal level, professional level. I've known him, don't talk much or anything like that, but we've talked over the years. We've met one another over the years. Last time I saw him face-to-face, I didn't see him last night. Last night I saw him face-to-face and talked to him for a few minutes was last year in Baltimore for their season finale before they went against one another in the playoffs. So it's just one of those situations where it's just sad, but this had to happen. It's not about him not being qualified to be a head coach. There's several head coaching destinations he could lead. There's several franchises he can lead. And I don't think there'll be any shortage of job offers for Mike Tomlin. My issue is that in Pittsburgh, there does come a moment in time where you have to look at the situation and you have to say, is it time? When you haven't won a playoff game since 2016, when you've gone 0-7 over your last seven playoff games, when you walked into the game last night, having been outscored 73-0 in your first six playoff games in the first quarter, when you've been trailed by at least 20 or 21 points in each of those six games, and then you come last night and you lose by 24 points, you get outscored 23-0 in the fourth quarter. It's the worst home loss in Steelers playoff history. When all of those things just pile on to you, there does come a point in time where it's not about whether you can coach or not. It's about whether or not that place needs a new voice and whether you need to ensure that your voice is heard elsewhere.